The number two guy at the USDA shares some observations today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Stephen Vaden is the second highest ranking official at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Tennessee native took part in a recent webinar by the National Agricultural Law Center at the University of Arkansas and talked about financial assistance to farmers this year. On one hand, says Vaden, farmers won't have to guess whether ARC or PLC is the best option for price protection.
Prior to this, when I was working with my brother, maybe your audience is wiser than we are, but we always picked the wrong one. If we picked ARC, it was PLC that we should have picked and vice versa. This year, producers aren't going to have to worry about that because we at USDA are going to do the math for them. And whatever program would pay their operation the most, that's what they'll get automatically.
Vaden says farmers will only need to sign off on the paperwork at their local USDA office.
All they will need to do is look at that pre-filled out form and confirm the information listed on it is correct. Assuming that it is, they need only to sign their name at the bottom of the page and return it to our USDA employee. Once they've done that, they're finished. And a couple business days later, they'll receive a direct deposit to their checking account with the bridge payment included.
Vaden returns tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.